you told me about 15 minutes ago I'd be standing up here, I would say no way in hell. I'm an engineer. So I went to school to become an environmental and civil engineer to save the world, to improve everyone's life, to just make everyone happy and clean up the environment. So recently, we received a call from a public utility district that received a letter from the Environmental Protection Agency. And they said, "We believe you do not know where all your combined sewer overflows and your sewer pump stations are." I said, "Well, this is work. Economy hasn't been very good recently." We said, "Okay, we will do this work." So we have a structural engineer and a civil engineer that has to systematically go through the entire sewer system of this utility district. So the process is that the city shows up, people in Tyvek with goggles and hard hats, every part of their body completely covered. They have to go in and pressure wash all of the past 100 years of things that are inside of these pump stations and combined sewer overflows. So we look to our staff and we say, okay, who is willing to go down in there and look at the hydraulics and the structural condition of these pump stations? And then there's someone from the utility district that has to go down there with us. So some people have to be outside, some people have to go inside. And they get lowered in with a tripod after they get cleaned out. And they go in, they have Tyvek. There's pipes up above dripping things down on top of them. Again, we are helping out humanity. We are helping the environment. We are helping society as a whole. The Romans did this 2,000 years ago. We are still doing this today. So one of the people that from our office that is going down in the hole is Lolly. She is a long-distance runner, brilliant, volunteers, part of the arts. She's a professional engineer, and we lower her down into the hole. We lower the structural engineer down into the hole. We lower the Charles from the utility district down into the hole. And when they're down there, you can't see them, you can't hear anything, you don't know what they're doing. They take pictures, they notice what they're noticing, they take videos, and then we bring them back up out of the hole, and they take their Tyvek off, we throw it away. You know, some things are unspoken. The story in the hole that one day was Charles. Charles says, "You know why I'm down here? You know why I do this every day? I do this so my son can go to a private school, so my son can go to a university, so my son never has to do this." And Lolly, who's 32 years old, says, "I went to Lakeside. I went to the University of Colorado. I'm a professional engineer." And he looks at her and goes, "Damn."